Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. Dealing with anger, that's what Jesus talks about today in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. Let me read it, and then we'll make some comments about it. You've heard that it was said to people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment." Again, anyone who says to his brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. So let's just begin with some questions to help us think through this passage. Have you ever been angry? Really ticked off? Bitter? Resentful? Ever held a deep grudge against another person? The better question is not, have you, but are you? Anger is a God-given emotion. Sometimes it moves us to proper action, but left unchecked, it leads us to a dangerous emotion. So here are four things to help us control our anger. Number one, pray for a balanced perspective. When Jesus saw the misuses of the temple, he was moved to indignation and action. He drove out those selling animals, and he upended the tables of money changers. Sin against God and injustice against man should move us to indignation as well. However, in order to keep our emotions in check, we must pray for the Spirit's control and the Spirit's direction in using our indignation. Pray for a proper balance. Number two, address anger on a daily basis. I seldom get through a day when someone or something doesn't tick me off. Paul says that unchecked anger is the devil's foothold in our lives. We should ask God to deal with our emotions on a daily basis. So pray for proper balance, address anger on a daily basis. Number three, stay away from angry people. That's what Proverbs 22, 24, and 25 says. Some people are always angry about something, and if you stay around them, they're going to drag you down. So pray for a balanced perspective. Address anger on a daily basis. Stay away from angry people. Number four, last one, confront and forgive. Confront a person or a situation causing your anger. If it is a person, discuss the issue and choose to forgive. If it's a situation, give it to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to control your emotions. Dealing with our anger. Four things. Pray for a balanced perspective. Address anger on a daily basis. Stay away from angry people. Confront and forgive. Father, I can get angry about many things and my emotions can rise quickly. Please control my feelings. Help me not to react. Help me feel indignation for the right things and be moved to honor you in my actions. Help me forgive and move from resentment and bitterness. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.